Welcome to Queens Talk with AJ. We are two magical black queens from the A, college roomies turned cousins. Join us as we unpack truth, lies, and all in between.
We give all the millennial depth, culture, and lessons. This ain't no girl talk. This is queen talk. And we are hosts. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Ayana.
You know what it is.
Period.
Bitches done showed up and glowed up.
What it do?
What it do?
What does it do with?
Wow. Every time you say that, you sound like the narrator from Bridgerton.
Yeah.
What does she call the us is the audience? I forgot. It's like hello something something.
She does, but I definitely can't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember either. I can't wait till it comes back. What's her name?
Just about to say like
Damn. Remember. What's her name? Penelope?
The actual lady.
What's the best friend? The best friend whose family, she has all those sisters, but they're like poor.
I forgot her name, but Penelope is her actual sister. Is the other girl's sister. Her best friend. I forgot her best friend's name is.
I'm so bad with names.
I gotta look it up now. Hold on.
Bridgerton is such a great show. I mean,
it
truly.
It is so good. Lady Whistledown. But that's not her best friend name, though.
She is Lady Whistledown. But what's her actual name on the...
I'm trying to find it because I don't know. It's not showing me, girl. It's literally just calling her Lady Whistledown. Wow.
That is so lame.
Oh, shit. Okay, we don't got time for this. Because I'm getting too invested. Okay. Girl, how you doing?
I'm swell. How are you today?
I am doing well. I had an off day and I did not rest like I wanted to, but
oh, know. For real? I hate that about rest days. When you feel like you have to take care of business, like adulting is really not for me. I didn't sign up for this.
Man, take me back. Not too far back, but take me back.
Yeah.
Where your dad was 22.
Girl, you was talking last week about your dad telling you we got food at home. I had listened to the episode and was dying all over again.
That used to make me so saucy, bro. To this day, I'm traumatized. I don't want to eat at home.
Oh my God. So you just handled business today.
Yeah, for the most part, girl. We took Zion back to the doctor. Update. Took Zion back to the doctor and he said his eye pressure is good, his eye's healing up good, but he's still like blinking his eye like that and like keeping his eye like closed. And so they think that that's a sign of discomfort or pain, maybe.
Ooh.
Perhaps he may have a deeper ulcer that cannot be seen on the little test tool.
So oh no. And he can't communicate. I'm not trying to be funny, but this just made me.
I wish a nigga could talk.
There's an episode of Rick and Morty where their dog, there's this collar that allows him to talk. And somehow, I don't know if this is, I forgot, I haven't seen the episode in so long. But anyways, the dogs take over. Honey, he was standing over the daughter's bed like, she used to just give him hell just as a pet. And so he was kind of like standing over her bed. Like, I was like, that would be terrible.
That would scare me for sure.
If all these animals really wanted to get their lick back.
I'm glad. Ooh. I'm nice. I'm nice to the animals. I think I'm more so like annoying. They'd be like, girl, please stop.
Yeah, you give Snow White. I can see you singing with the animals.
Maybe it's like having dance parties.
What? Wow. How does that go?
Well, dance party. I'll be dancing. I'll be having his little hands.
Okay. That girl said, who let the Zion out? Oh, my God. I'm going to tell Nicole. She got to start. She got to start putting some candy cams. Start hiding them hoes around the house because, baby.
I got that is funny. Thing going on. So yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, how was your day?
Yeah, you know, It was cold as hell this morning. I had the nerve to leave my gloves at home. A mistake.
I thought you were going to say your coat, bro. You said your gloves.
Oh, I ain't leaving my coat. That's just a tragedy.
It's not playing with us, bro.
Oh, my God. I was cold as hell. Girl, but I walked in today at work, and in our building, they had a whole table of Chick-fil-A biscuits. I politely grabbed it. But I got so engulfed with my work that by the time I ate it, it was cold as hell.
And that shit was not good because Chick-fil-A cold don't hit at all. I already know because.
And I just don't like heating up biscuits for real. And not Chick-fil-A's. Like, so I actually did eat it cold. my mouth was dry to say the least.
Oh, yeah, it was, bud.
Yo.
Girl, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, when you get you a good Chick-fil-A biscuit, you got to eat it right then and there. All day food, really. The fries, all of it, yes.
Any it's fast food, you got to eat it in the car.
That's real. I'll say on the way. I hate doing that.
That's what we call fast food, bro.
I don't want to eat it on the way.
Sorry.
I hate eating in the car while I'm driving. It's just like I don't enjoy it. Yeah, and then I'm like, am I hungry? Am I full? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know if I'm hungry or full, but I get what you're saying about relaxing. Like, you just want to enjoy the meal. You know, sometimes when you cook something that's really good, too, like, you be at the house and you be like, no, I want to sit in this spot. I got to have this together, have my drink here, have my food here, have my
That's
my
me every time.
On. Sometimes I don't even, like, I wait to make sure my show's where I want it to be. And then,
okay,
I can, like, I can enjoy
it. Girl, I've had moments where I've really set the vibes, like, trees and all. Oh, wow. And girl, I might have sat down and like, you know how you might have accidentally like lost your remote and then.
I hate that, bro.
Or like you press like the HDMI and then you have to find, oh God, that pisses me off so bad. Ooh.
That is the worst.
That is the worst. Yeah.
Man. Wow. Okay. So guys, it is December. I cannot believe that we are in the last month of 2023.
Huh.
Like,
crazy.
I feel like it really came, like, I feel like we say this every year, it just came so fast. Like, time really just.
No, this year it really did, though. Like, stop playing. This year was really fast.
Woo! Like, where did the year go? Like, ooh, that's crazy to me. I saw this post on Instagram. So, in honor of us going into December, declutter, detach, delete anything that devalues your life. Don't bring it into 2024. And I really love that. That just was like, you know what?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like, but you got to actually do it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. People be talking a lot, but it's like, no. Nah. Like, I literally, at work today, I went through my stuff and I did. I literally decluttered. I don't know how people, my coworker lost. He made a mistake and like sent a check to the wrong person.
Oh.
And he just always.
What happened?
He's so disorganized, is what I'm saying.
Oh.
And he's the only male in our department. And I just watch him and I just. Sure. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it. But
wait,
it's just so important.
What happens when you send a check to the wrong person, because?
I mean, they go ahead and send it back. They're going to have to send it back, and he's going to have to redo it. Like, he's going to have to fix it.
If you send me a check for a certain amount of money, bro.
But it doesn't have it doesn't have the person's name on it. That's the problem.
Oh, it's somebody else's
name.
Uh-huh, oh, good. Mm-hmm. I mean, well, not good, but. Because I'm just like, if not, that's a lost cause. Like, bro, nobody's going to send a check back with their name on it, even though you, it's
with
a mistake.
My name on... Yeah, I'm sure not.
Period.
I always see where people like find money and are kind enough to return it to the police. Dumb. We are going to run it up. I'm a new bitch. New name.
Run it up.
Yeah. I have an alias. Call me Mrs. Iglesias. Like, I'm gone.
For real, nah.
Me.
It's like finding money on the street, like randomly, like. You know what I'm saying?
But that
like,
doesn't happen anymore.
The truck busting wide open on 285.
Busting wide open is crazy.
Yo, you think I returned it to the police? No.
Like, them people was hopping out their car, and I'm not gonna hold you. Would have been. I'd be pretty scared to get out my car on the expressway, but a truck full of money, I may have to get out and get a couple bills.
Some things are worth risking.
And it's like, I wonder if they were dollar bills, $20, like if it was like an assortment of money or 20s.
Girl, ooh, I don't know. Whatever it was sure I didn't have before.
Rain on me.
Rain on me. Melodies from heaven.
Oh, Lord.
Rain down on me. Okay, I'm done. I'm sorry.
Woo. Speaking of rain on me, sidebar, did you see Coco Jones? Perform at the Soul Train Awards last week, I think.
No, I did not.
Oh, man. She brought out, she has like a cover of the song. And then she brought out SWV.
Wait, I saw a clip of that. Yes, I did. Mm. It was great. I did see a clip of that. It wasn't a long clip, though, so I'm sure I didn't get the full experience.
Did you see Coco at the festival?
Yes.
Okay. She was really good.
Yeah, she was.
Mike was on.
I liked her energy. I was like, hey, girl.
She has a very, like, bright aura. You can tell.
She yeah, was. For sure. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I did enjoy her. Wow. I will say, 2023 had one of the best summers I have had in ages. For sure.
Wow.
For sure.
For real?
2023 was a great summer. Like, I just...
Wow.
Yeah. I think the summer was good.
Good for you, cuz.
Just the year, a little rocky. it had its moments, but honestly, like overall, like I think, like yeah, like it was a good year. But 2024, I just feel like I don't know. There's like a shift happening. I don't know what's happening, but I feel a shift, and I just feel like okay, it's time to like.
Oh, do I?
Like, let's get this.
Uh oh.
Like I don't know, but it's time. So.
It sounds like you're standing on business, Harris.
Yeah. on business.
I mean, not Harris. What's his name? King Harris.
Oh my God.
I hate how they were trying to make it seem like he made up the phrase. Stop. Let's not give him that much credit.
No. And his daddy told his ass up.
Bruh. Why, when people record and the camera starts going in disarray and you hear all of the shambles in the back, that is top tier.
Get on me, nigga. Get on me. I'm like, really?
Dad put him in a tussle.
He probably had him in a chokehold because you can't play with black parents for that too long now.
Ooh, wee.
Girl, how was your 20? How would you say? How would you describe your 2023?
I'm having a hard time remembering the full year. I can't really remember. I'm like, what happened in the spring?
It's a little.
What I will say is that I had a lot of fun this year as far as like, the amount of artists that I saw this year is insane.
Girl, yeah.
I saw more than 10, girl. Think about it, because I've been to two festivals too.
J. Cole too? Oh my God.
I've seen way too many art. I think this year, what I can say is that I've had a lot of uncomfortable conversations. Mm. And it's really... And all jokes aside, it really has been a standing on business, like,
yeah,
year for me. Like, I really had to speak up in a way that hasn't necessarily been comfortable.
Yeah, necessary.
Excuse me. Yes, and so I'm like, wow,
for your growth too, probably. Like,
yeah. I've also had a sort of awakening. Like, I feel like I kind of fell off on some of my disciplines, but I also kind of tapped into not being so reliant on certain things as well. So it's kind of like a balance.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I mean, this year just went by so fast. Like, I feel like I really need to sit with it still. Like, I don't know. I'm just like, I don't... It really went by fast to me.
You gotta take it in a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta like, wow.
What were you saying? You said you were gonna make, were you saying, were you trying to say you were gonna make a reel of all the artists that you like?
Oh my God, yes. I have a tendency to not finish my sentences. And I hear them every time I edit. Yes. I would like to make a reel of all of the concerts that I've been to.
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah. I don't know how long it's gonna take me, Lord, because you gotta break all those pieces down. Ugh. Yeah.
They're real lying on the platform.
Okay. That's why there are social media marketing jobs, management jobs. I completely understand.
Yeah.
Because, baby, that is a lot of work.
All that editing, all them transitions you can do. It's like, if you're really creative, like, you can really be in a bag. Ooh. Like, bro, that's too... I get overwhelmed with stuff like that. Sometimes it's fun. And then other times you be like, yo, this is too many options. Too much is happening.
Too many options. Right, no. I really feel like I want to work on that. Like, next year, I really feel like I want to quiet a lot of noise. I didn't read as many books this year. Like, I really started to get serious, I would say, the second half, like, as far as being a little bit more focused, which I'm proud of. Yeah. I tend to be like that in the wintertime. I'm just kind of aloof. I'm sorry. It's cold. It's depressing. I just do whatever I need to do to get by. Yeah. And then when the sun comes out, it's like, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I was telling Jans, me and Jans did not hang out this year. And I cannot believe that. I mean, we have hung out, like, with
our crew though, not yeah, one-on-one.
But one-on-one. And it's weird because I feel like I spent, like, the friend that I feel like I spend the most time with is Korea. She doesn't live here. And that is insane. But sis was really touching down. Like, I'm really going to have to, I got to do a better job of, like, going to her. And I know she'll listen to me like, yeah.
Yeah. I can hear her voice.
I don't know, like, I still really hope that we, like, all of us do, like, a friends trip. I don't know. I'm just really excited to see everybody. I know Mariah's going to be in town soon.
Yes.
And I know I'm going to see you this weekend. That'll be cool. Yes. Well,
we are scheduling a one-on-one session before 2024 hits. Strikes midnight.
Yes. What are you doing for Christmas, by the way? Do you know? Jans, this is exactly what you did when I asked you about Thanksgiving. Oh, man.
The way this contract has me set up and it's playing with my life, you better believe I learned a lot of lessons. That's what I did in 2020. Learned a lot of motherfucking lessons. That's one thing I
wisdom.
Did. Yeah. I learned a lot. And some of them are growing pain. Some of the lessons are hard. They hurt. So I'm on call for Christmas.
Oh, man. For real?
25th.
I was about to say, like, let's go out. Okay, I mean, what about the...
Knock on wood. Like,
it's, bro, we might have to go out for Christmas Eve or something.
But, like, I think I could finesse it. Like, I think I could still hang out. But it's just, like, knowing that I'm on call. I can't let loose like I want to, you know?
Yeah, and Christmas is on a Monday, so maybe we could hang out, like, maybe we can get everybody together, and I don't know, I just want to go out, is what I'm saying.
Damn, I was trying to think, I know, yeah, we gotta...
Like, Christmas Eve era, I just want to see everybody and be drunk with y'all.
I know, we gotta do that. We really
do. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So, yeah, the goal before 2024 is for us to hang out, for sure. Are you ready? Do you feel ready for 2024?
Yes and no. I have some, like, things that I'm preparing for that I'm going to be committing myself to. And I know that I feel like 2024 is going to be an uncomfortable year politically. Yeah. I think it's going to be uncomfortable as far as, like, not having so much free time. And I'm scared about it. I love my free time. It's so I'm just like, oh God.
Because what you doing? I'm about to fucking pause this shit.
I just feel like I have to be on the, like, I need to be in a certain mode. Focus. And so I really want a sense of discipline for myself that I'm proud of. Like, during COVID, girl, I was so good at my exercising. Yeah. I still eat okay. Like, I don't eat terribly. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Like, now it's just more going on. And so I've lost it. I've lost it since I've moved. I think I've been in this house like a year and a half. And I was doing my thing a little bit. But it just was not what it was during COVID. And I was just thinking today, like, man, how can I get back to those things that I was doing during COVID?
Yeah, COVID really had us in a different mindset. We was really, it was a different kind of focus happening. I felt it. I understand what you mean.
Yeah, I just want to, it felt good though. Like, it felt good to, like, put all of that energy into me in a good way and not be on my phone and not be watching TV or listening to podcasts so much.
It's only, girl. There's only so much you can watch and hear and do anyway. So,
yeah.
Focus that energy somewhere else, and we found good ways to do that.
So, yeah, exactly.
I definitely get that. And speaking of that, I had actually put a meme on here. Not a meme, a little thing. From Instagram on here, and it was like, the place that God is taking you requires new habits, new mindset, and a stronger prayer life. And so what you just saying, like, you know, the level
all the things I need to work
way.
On.
Yeah, the level up is on the way. I'm thinking in my head some stuff that I said I was going to do for 2024. I'm like, yeah, it's time out.
Yeah.
It's game time.
And I need to, like, find the way of, like, understanding, okay, perfection is not a thing. Okay. Yeah. So it's like, we are always going to be on this journey. It's not just a New Year's resolution. It's just like, oh shit, another year of life is a blessing.
Yeah.
How can I not waste it? And how can I grow? Mm-hmm. That's my thing. So yeah, girl, I love that. Please, yeah. God, help me.
Help me. Okay.
In every way. Speaking of 2023, because I did want to ask you about any moments that you remember from 2023. I feel like 2023 was a crazy year in the Black community. Just things going viral, things happening. We can't even get our foot out the door, and things are still going.
Yeah. Full of events.
Like, did Chris Brown and Usher get in that fight this year? First off, Usher's had a hell of a year.
Yeah.
You don't remember that? It was like, it was at Lovers and Friends Fest. They said
they got in a tussle, but I don't know if that was a fact.
Yeah, and they said it had something to do with Teyana Taylor. Like, Chris was trying to confront her and Usher was trying to break it up. I don't know. I don't think that they really fought, though.
No, I don't know.
Because they said Usher can box. Really? Yeah, yeah. And I just saw him.
How do they even know that?
I don't know. It was somebody that I. It was somebody close to him. It might have been Tank. Actually, I think I was watching an R&B podcast, and I haven't watched it that many times. But they were talking about Usher, and he was like, you know, people. He was like, people be thinking Usher, you know, he's just this nice guy. He was like, Usher boxes. I was like, oh.
Oh, like he literally boxes. I thought you
meant. Yeah, like he practices. But yeah, but yeah.
And then I guess essentially, if he trains, like, boxers train then. Wow. They say, you exactly. know, boxing is like a really good workout. They say that is one of the best workouts you can, like, actually do.
Girl, I know it because throwing, I mean, every now and then in my room or so, I may just feel the need to just see what I got, you know? And
okay.
I mean, I can imagine if you're doing that for an hour, you're tired.
Yeah,
and then it's like, if you're trying to make your punches go fast, yeah. I don't know, bro.
And
that's not a workout.
I used to have this dream. This is so weird, but like, I used to have this dream that I would be fighting somebody. Ooh. And like, none of my punches were like landing, like they were landing, but it was like,
oh wow,
it was just very weak. Like, I would just give it all my might, socket niggas, and like, it was just weak.
Was it a reoccurring dream?
Yeah.
What, girl? That meant something. I'm trying to like tap in and see what I could think of metaphorically. Like,
maybe I was giving it my all, but it wasn't doing nothing.
Girl, was this about a relationship? Were you dating somebody?
Maybe
at the
I
time?
Was fighting a lost cause. Oh shoot, I don't know.
You the only one fighting in this relationship.
For real, girl. Oh no, like, that's crazy. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, probably back then I wasn't thinking about the dream like that. I just was like, why did this word ask?
Dreams are tricky, bro. But I now, literally be waking up like,
did that happen?
I really sometimes in my mind I'm like, bro, my dreams be so elaborate. It's like, I might have multiple universes I'm in right now. Like, seriously. Because they'd be a little too real.
Girl.
And I have had reoccurring dreams where I'm like, oh my God, not I'm back here again.
Yes. Bingo. I'd be like, bro, no, please wake up. I used to have a recurring dream when I was like a kid. It always happened like every year for like several years around the same time, the same weird ass dream. I don't even want to get into it.
As a kid? Oh man.
As a kid. Every
year. Wow.
Just very weird dream.
You know, my mom told me that I had an imaginary friend as a kid. I've been meaning to share this with y'all. So we're at the movies watching Hunger Games this weekend.
Hold on.
This preview comes over for this scary movie. The little girl is like, I don't have any, like, she's like, no, he's not imaginary. And all of a sudden this big buster rises up. Anyways, when the girl was like, I don't have any imaginary friends, my mom looked at me. Girl, don't do that.
Don't do me like that.
But I'm like, also, girl, if I have kids and they have imaginary friends, specifically because of scary movies, I'm going to be trying to talk to them about it. Be like, okay, now, what are you guys talking about? Do not kill me in my sleep. Because I've seen it all too many times.
Trying to really understand, like, what is the logic behind this?
Every scary movie, them imaginary friends be demons, and they always go through the children.
Ooh, that's so creepy.
Very. Anywho.
I can't be watching it. That's the kind of scary movies that I actually can't watch. I don't want nothing about those spirits or demons, because that kind of stuff be real.
Paranormal Activity is actually my favorite one. And
not your favorite, because you like
scary. I know. But it's just it's a really, there are good horror movies, like some that actually have a good storyline. For me, it has to have a good storyline. No, I don't prefer to watch them.
Paranormal Activity?
Paranormal Activity has like 5 movies, girl. If you watch them in order.
Rocked me. Rocked me. I'm talking about
your face right now.
Girl.
Girl, I ain't gonna hold you. I was like, what helped me was I took a film class and my professor said that the true villain was the camera. So then watching it, I was just like, oh, this shit ain't real. But I mean, she was being possessed by something. But he just gave a different perspective, and I was like, ooh.
It made it easy to follow?
Yeah, it made it easier to digest, for sure.
I got that perspective. I'm about to cut this light on in the hallway.
Oh, God. Girl. But back to 2023 moments.
Oh, yeah.
I know Jamie Foxx, you know, we were really concerned about his well-being.
Yeah, he had a stroke. I can't believe that.
Yeah.
Like that, I heard that I was listening to something. It was like, yeah, after his stroke, blah, 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 blah.
That was... Lori Harvey dropped 2 niggas.
Damn, in the same year, girl?
Actually, yeah. I don't know. Was that not the same year?
Because her and damn, son.
Here you go. So excited, too. So excited, bro.
I'm sorry. Girl, I can't even wait to say
it. It's really you spacing it out, too. You try to say it just like the tag. Damn, son. You don't just say damn, son. Damn, son. I hate you. Wow.
I'm sorry, y'all. Okay. But her and I thought they broke up. I thought they had been together for at least a year.
And we looked this up, and I feel like you are right. I don't know why in my mind. See, that's what I'm saying. I can't remember what was going on early 2023.
It felt like another year. God.
I mean,
girl.
I know Donald Trump was thugging gonna happen this year.
Huh?
Thugging gonna going to jail. Was that this year?
Damn, that might have been last year, actually.
Dang, did it go into
2020? Now that I'm actually going to Google, because I'm trying to... That's a good
I'm point. Sorry, Gunna had one of the biggest comebacks ever.
Yeah.
But I was telling you, Little Baby recently was at a concert, and their song, Drip Too Hard, came on, and he literally called him. He was like, rad, turn that ish off. Told the DJ to cut the music. So I'm like, okay...
Wait, so Baby not fucking with Gunna?
Mm-mm.
I thought he was, though. Maybe I'm confused. I thought he was supporting him.
I've never seen baby support Gunna since the whole ordeal. Yeah, Gunna really had the comeback of the year, truly. I mean, his album did really well. His concerts did well. And he's really out the way. But like I said, I mean, he's still being associated as a rat. So I don't know. It's really going to take for Thug to get out. That's going to be interesting is all I'm saying.
Yes, like, that's really I'm
sure. Do you think Thug would do like in any interviews?
Yeah.
You know, with like maybe who? Not like a like ABC News or anything, but like, you know.
I'm sure they won't have him on.
Like a black podcast. Like a black podcast. I feel like he's going to get off for some reason. Breakfast Club is probably going to be coming to an end, though. I mean,
are they actually coming to an end?
I don't think that they're successful really without Angela Yee. I mean, they still have people on. I don't know. Dang. I think the podcasts are bigger than the Breakfast Club at this point. Now. I think radio is really like behind podcast. In a sense of where people go to get tea and to see their favorite artists. I don't think people are really, maybe some older demographics.
Yeah.
Probably still watch The Breakfast Club. But I feel like for me personally, just Charlamagne is probably the only thing because DJ Envy is just not a good interviewer. So he never really seems to do the homework.
That was going down.
Yeah. So that, I mean, I don't know if they're waiting to see how that turns out because he said that he was also a victim. Anyway, your face.
God.
Aren't y'all friends? That's like me and you having a business at like, or maybe you really being in the bag of real estate or whatever. But, you know, I'm going around telling people, yeah, like, get with us. We got you. And then say, oh, I was a victim. I didn't know he was stealing people's money. I don't know.
Girl, anyways, but yes, okay. I think maybe he'll do some interview somewhere for
you. Yeah. Another major thing was Jonathan Majors. He took a plummet. I mean, he was really riding the high wave. Him and Michael B. Jordan, you know, Creed, it came out. Did Creed come out this year?
Yes, I believe so. I feel like I saw it this year. Yeah.
So, and it's just like, as soon as that situation happened, oh, girl, but y'all. I saw where, of course, you know, I keep wanting to call it the jury. That is not what it's called. The trial has
the
begun
trial. Okay, yeah.
For Jonathan Majors. Megan Good is right by his side still.
10 toes down.
It was so funny because they posted a video of them preparing to go into court. And they were making fun of Jonathan saying he's never dated a black woman because one of her braids, she had like some like braids and it was like half up, half down. And she had it in a bun and like a piece was sticking out. And he was helping her to get her coat off, you know, pulling her hair back. So, you know, it wasn't tucked into her coat, but he left that piece out. And it was like, see, he has so much learning to do. He's never dated a black woman. But now this.
God.
Okay, so we're reading this together, guys. I don't know what I'm about to get into. But apparently, his ex-girlfriend, their friend of hers, Miss Jabari, I'm not sure of her first name, but she played some recordings, you guys. Apparently where Jonathan Majors demanded her to behave like Coretta Scott King or Michelle Obama. This is really where he's. I don't even know what we're about to get into, but I feel like he's in the negatives for me.
But why them two specifically? Why them two specifically? That's a weird energy. That's weird.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You're demanding your white girlfriend to. Does he really want a black woman? But he's.
I just want to know what was Megan Good thinking after all this.
Yeah.
That's very vulnerable. Anyways, the jury heard a recording Jabari made with her iPhone of Majors shouting at her, demanding she behave like Coretta Scott King or Michelle Obama. I am a great man. A great man. I do great things for my culture and for the world. The woman that supports me needs to be a great woman. Majors is heard on the recording saying, "Two nights ago, you did not do that," which took away from the plan.
What?
Jabari said...
And it's really why you're reading it, Tuka.
I'm like, sorry. I'm going to put some music behind it. What? Jabari said she understood it to mean that he had to come first. Through halting sobs, Jabari described what happened after he stopped shouting. "I just kept saying, 'I'm sorry,' and I took all the blame," Jabari testified. "I just took the full blame to calm him down." She said she promised she would not tell anyone what happened and was left quite scared of him and yet depended on him. Oh.
I'm sorry. I really have love to hear that recording. I'm sorry. Because what? I'm a great man, and two nights ago, you were not a great woman. Like, huh?
And it's like, obviously, he was abusive. Like, I'm reading a little bit more, saying how when he was upset with her, he would threaten suicide. I mean, he was
one of those.
Yeah, he was abusive to her. And he seemed like he was a little bit insecure. He's a big guy, but That's like me dating a white man and saying, "You need to act like Denzel Washington. You need to act like Barack Obama."
I'm just like, was that sexually? Like, or what are you talking about? She just needs to have some more strength, because Michelle Obama is a woman of strength. Coretta Scott King, a woman of strength. So, like, are they using it in the wrong context? Like, are we getting
it
in
they? No, they is him. Yes, he is using it in the wrong context, because expecting a white woman to be like Coretta Scott King specifically, who was the wife to a civil rights leader? I am so sorry. And Michelle Obama, like, asking a white woman to be two elite women is quite an ask.
I'm just thinking, like, okay, maybe I'm trying to help. I don't know.
You're trying to think of a white woman.
Doubt, but like,
that's wild.
There's no coming back from this.
How can she relate to those women to know how to hold you down as a black? Like, and this is no shade to interracial dating, but. That comparison is wild to say. Like, obviously, you're a great actor, but something is not clicking up there. And I knew it from the way he be dressing like he on the Bill Cosby show. He's like Coretta Scott King for real.
You got to. Jordan. I'm crying.
He got that Wesley Snipes 1993 fade right now, whatever
he
that
do,
is.
Bruh. He really
He look like Blade,
them
bruh.
Jackets. He be looking like a, I don't want to say it.
He look like he delivered milk cartons. I'm not even gonna oh shit. That's wild, bro.
Oh god.
No, like. But I'm just like, I'm like, on a serious note, the amount of black men that have been accused this year of like violence
is really too many.
I'm just way like, too many. I just need the good men to step up. Real, I just want to see some good men, please. I don't know what y'all need to do. I actually follow this page. Like, I'm intentional about finding representation that is going to pop in my feed that's going to be positive. Because
that's
what?
Good, Jordan. Yeah,
there's a page y'all can follow on Instagram. It's called The Black Man Can, and they don't post celebrities. They post everyday people just being great black men, and I love that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know you have a great black father. I have a great black father. Like, I'm just
the black man.
This just not cute. Like,
this is too much.
And I hate that there's always this idea of a white gaze, but unfortunately. There is. Oh. I'm just like, what do we? I'm thinking about sexy. It's just a lot. It's just, this has been a hell of a year. Been a ride.
Yeah. I've seen a little clip with like, with Krishan and And
Jade and Alexis?
Yeah, what was up with that? Where are they
what
doing?
Was up with that?
They're besties now?
I don't think they're besties, but I guess they were both pissed off at him. I
want to know how that happened. Who texts who? That's weird.
Right. I'm not going to lie. Like, I wish that more baby moms would come together and more... Like, these niggas ain't all
that.
And women
really
be...
She's about to marry him, though, isn't she? Or did she call it off?
He did propose to her.
Yeah.
But then some things happened. Like, I haven't really been keeping up because, baby, when I tell you...
Too much.
That trio has a lot going on.
That's the trio from...
I remember reading on the web that, like, she had cheated on him. He cheated on her. And that was after the engagement. I don't know what they got going on. I don't know where they are with that.
Wasn't it after the engagement when Krishan said they still be sleeping together? Raw?
Yeah. Because she came on Jason Lee after they came on Jason Lee. And she was like, look, he be hitting my line. I really feel like, I truly believe that he... I think he loves Krishan. But I think that he has history with Jaden, and so, and like, I think he loves the mom that Jaden is to his kids and stuff, but I think he loves Krishan. I don't know.
Does he have kids with, so is Krishan and Jaden the only two baby moms he has?
From what I know, he has three kids in total. Because he has two with Jaden. I mean, at this point,
they're all, you know.
But Krishan's always going to do her own thing, because she supposedly got a nigga. She still be calling him daddy. She was in the car with Jaden and had referred to him as like daddy or something. I'm just like, how does that feel, sis? Like, that's your fiance? Like, this is just wild. I don't know what they have going on, but the cahoots must stop. I don't want to be involved.
Jordan is a comedian this week, y'all. This girl is cracking me up. If y'all get a clip of this footage, I'm laughing the whole time.
Oh my God.
I'm laughing the whole time.
Okay, so
nah,
I do.
That's a lot. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't really have any more specifics for 2023. I just know Usher has been in a lot of tea. Of course, we have Diddy. Diddy actually released a statement today.
Yes.
I'm going to read it to you guys. It says, enough is enough. He has this in bold letters, by the way. He put, for the last couple of weeks, I have sat silently and watched people try to assassinate my character, destroy my reputation, and my legacy. Sickening allegations have been made against me by individuals looking for a quick payday. Let me be absolutely clear. I did not do any of the awful things being alleged. I will fight for my name, my family, and for the truth. And then he signed it, Sean Diddy Combs.
Why did he say that? It's
him saying he didn't do any. Yeah, now that's one thing when you say I have people, because there have been, I think, four more allegations or four in total with Cassie. I don't know which one it is, but he had another girl come saying that, like, she was a part of like a gang rape situation where he was involved, and she said he was age 34.
Is that the 17-year-old?
Yeah.
He shouldn't have, him saying I didn't do any of it,
and it's like out. Clear with the whole Cassie thing. If you didn't do any of it, why did you pay the money so quickly? Why with you having more resources than Cassie, did you settle so quickly? There's
besides
nothing you can do to explain
them
that.
Them coming for your, like, corporations and your businesses, like, if you really didn't do it, you would have fought it harder, honestly.
Yeah.
You're not just gonna bow down if you really didn't do it. Like, I don't believe that you would just bow down so easily.
Do you think that he feel like he's been in a place of power for decades? This is the first time he may have been held accountable since he was decades younger, literally.
I mean, yeah, he has no idea what it feels like.
He may not know what it's like to be humbled.
Yeah, he doesn't. Him saying enough is enough and I didn't do any of it? Calm down, bro. Yes, you did.
You didn't do any of it?
That's crazy. Yeah, he has no sense of responsibility, no sense of remorse. He's just like, I didn't do it.
And I'm
that
sure
that just shows that he hasn't had to, like, hold himself accountable, because he's not even trying to hold himself accountable or be remorseful or even think back and be like, yo, I probably did a couple of things. anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, even in those tricky situations, like, he's just straight up like,
I didn't do a thing.
Oh, how could they come for me? I'm a victim.
I don't think Cassie will ever speak up again. I don't know how much money she received. And not because of the money, but I feel like whatever agreement they made, she probably can't talk about it. So now him settling and then coming back and saying, I didn't do any of it, completely negating her truth.
What she said, yeah.
That is terrible.
Yeah, but also, like, not even, like you said, not even about the money. Like, legally, she probably can't. Like her speaking out that one time was it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That man, you know, prayers for that man, because he needs them. He needs them bad.
Yeah, abuse is at all time. Like you said, abuse is really at all time high. Sexual, I mean, mental, just, it's really kind of, not kind of, it's really fucking disgusting. Like, for real.
Yeah.
Like, it's too much.
And I think that those are things that have always been happening. It's just that
people are coming out now.
Yeah, I mean,
which is good, because you want
since
people,
the
like,
Epstein
I'm
and
glad.
Bill Cosby, mm-hmm. I feel like, yeah,
that, and I want it's people to about. Like be empowered to come out and empowered to like speak on their truths and like despite what people say, but like it's just
social media much. Is just so nasty. They have to find a way to shut this shit down. I'm not gonna miss it.
You know, I was about to say, I miss it, but bro, like, it could go.
For sure. They should really do more. Like, it has to benefit the government some way for us to be able to.
Oh, absolutely.
You know.
Oh, yeah. They're getting something. They will not let this continue without them getting a cut, though. No. I wholeheartedly believe they're getting something.
The speaking of,
is, yeah. Sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
No, speaking of the government, I wanted to talk about Beyonce. I know that's a weird segue, but let me cook.
Because you saw my face, I was like, okay, I ain't gonna. My girl got something going. I know she do. Go ahead.
My mind just like did so many leaps there. Well, Beyonce has been having some backlash since she released her film. And it's in relation to what's going on in Israel. Break My Soul has now become a theme song for Israelis. In a means of pride in this whole ordeal. And so now her name is kind of on a side in a way. But not only that, there's an article that I think Yance is going to introduce us to. We're going to do the negative first, and then we're going to do our positives, because...
Wow, I'm sorry. I actually have to backpedal a little bit, because I did not know that.
Really?
Yeah, I have not seen that. I haven't heard, you know, the news, but...
Yeah.
Like, I have not heard that. That is like...
Yeah, there's a big thing just about her allowing the film to be shown in Israel at all. Mm. Yeah. And apparently, from what I've been told, not that I have the actual knowledge of how that works, mm-hmm. but I guess when you give your film to, like, a theater, it's up to them as to where they distribute it.
Okay, that makes sense.
So that part was out of her hands, but people were like, okay, once you found out I was going to be in Israel, you should have did something to intervene and say no.
They always, I'm sorry, bro. Okay.
Now, I will tell you, Taylor Swift's movie
it's not
definitely Israel. Was shown in Israel as well.
Oh, it was. Okay. I'm like,
but it's not, you know, being talked about as much. I don't know. I feel very torn about the whole situation, because it's like, I know B has the team, the knowledge to pull out of things. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she could absolutely do it. And my cousin actually brought this up to me, because I hadn't really thought about it. I know that she has a, like... a brand endorsement with Tiffany & Co., you know, blood diamonds. So people just feel like she tends to not, you know, she's a billionaire and that she tends to not take a stand.
That's kind of what the lady in the article was saying, which that part I did actually agree with to some degree. But she said it to where she wasn't like this. She said like Beyonce doesn't take a stand, so she doesn't lose money. And that I kind of like disagree with, because I feel like she doesn't take a stand because
it would just wants to be an artist.
Yeah, like it would just cause too much like mess. Yeah. Like people will be coming for her harder than they come now. Like, I don't think it's anything about money. It's not like, oh, I want everybody's money. And I think that's the way the lady in the article put it. And so I was just like, I don't really think that. But I do agree. She tends to be very neutral in a lot of situations.
And what's the name of the article author? Do you have that information? I know that it's a Vulture article.
I'm gonna just do the whole, let me just really get into it. Because, bitch, I got a lot to say.
And action.
The name of the article is "The Silence is the Loudest Part of Renaissance, a Film." And this article is posted on Vulture by New York. Mm. Not really sure. I know it's Vulture. That's what I can say. But anyway. And the writer is Angelica Jade Bastien. I tried to do a little bit of research on her. I believe she is a... I'm not even gonna... It's fine. Anyways, so this woman wrote an article in regards to... My first question, before I even really got into this article, was there a think piece on Taylor Swift's movie? Because she had a movie as well. And she's also on tour. So I'm just wondering, were there any think pieces regarding Taylor Swift and her, like, neutrality or
that
her,
were negative.
Like, yeah, like, how she stands for
they
nothing.
Probably
like,
were, but...
So this
then
is
again,
to
but then again,
this...
I'm like, if it was, I feel like we would have heard, but then I'm like, would I? Because I don't know that that would be in my algorithm, no shade. So I don't know if it's just, like, I'm not in that bag.
I agree with that. I guess I just feel like... I still was receiving
like
Taylor Swift.
It's some
like,
colorist,
on my
not colorist, but it's racial.
Yeah, this is, has nothing like.
And this is written by a black woman, right?
And that's what I was thinking. I don't want to say it. I was like, I'm not going to say it because I'm not 100% sure. Because I was when I looked at her photo, because
it
like,
looks like her picture.
I actually googled her and I still couldn't tell.
It's really giving racially ambiguous, but it looks like a fro. Exactly.
Yeah, definitely. It is definitely a fro, loud and proud, and loud and wrong. Now. my other point to this is, why do people feel the need to, for starters, her job, she's a critic. Like, that is her job. She writes, like, she's a critic. But why does she feel the need to write a negative critique of this film? Like, why do people feel the need to just come so hard and so negative about someone who really minds their business? Like, this woman created a work of art. Renaissance World Tour was a, I don't want to say a movement, but it really was like a work of art. And it touched me in a way that I did not expect to be touched. Like, just like hearing her speak about it, seeing the lives that the tour impacted, like, girl, sit down. Like, Angelica, have several seats, please.
It's giving now, Angelica Rugrats, Angelica.
Yeah, hater. Girl, don't. So yeah, I'm just like, leave Beyonce alone, please. Please leave her alone, but let's get into Angelica and her shit real quick. So one thing, okay, so I kind of like put quotes on here.
Great.
Because I was like, girl, you really about to piss me off. So one of the first quotes that caught my attention was, from the start, Beyonce preaches her desire to create a safe space. It's in quotations. She says, Renaissance means a new beginning. She says it's a bomb after all we've been through in the world. But what exactly is she referring to? The onslaught of death and illness brought on by the continuing pandemic, the laws aimed at criminalizing trans children and adults, the rising misogyny, homophobia, anti-blackness that leads to grave violence, the various ongoing genocides. Beyonce gives us no context for what she's referring to or how it touches the shores of a life dominated and driven by the kind of wealth that insulates her from harm. And she, like, the article, this is kind of in the beginning, and then, like, in the end of the article, kind of, she says, or in the middle, she says that, like, Beyonce is a remote star and has been a remote star for, like, for a long time.
And but aren't all stars? Like, is this really just Beyonce?
That's what I'm saying. I'm kind of like, Beyonce is remote, but not out of touch.
Yeah, she knows what's going on. She knows people. She's
very tapped in. I think that she doesn't speak on it because of what we just talked about earlier. And she does speak on some issues. She has spoken up about some things. But she does not speak on a lot of things. She is like, she's out of the way. She minds her business. She creates her art. And she goes about her way. Like, and so for you to just say, like, she's out of, in this regard, saying, like, oh, she's remote. She doesn't know what's going on. She's saying that she created a safe space, but she don't even know what safe space she created. You're wrong. I think she does know what safe space she created. Like, if you, and I'm just like, how could you watch the movie and not see that she created a safe space for these people? How she created a safe space for all of us? Like,
almost every, well, not every group, but almost all of those things were, ironically, to me, were addressed in the film. Misogyny.
Yes.
There was a part where she talked about, you know, being a male-dominated industry and as a Black woman, like, just not being taken seriously. And there's the part where she's talking about this lens or something that's available, and the guy's like, no, it's not. She's like, I Googled it. It is available. Yeah. So that addressed the misogyny. The trans law things, okay, maybe not the... maybe not specifically did she talk about trans laws in the film, but how would that be relevant to the tour? But she has trans, like, dancers.
Yeah. Like, yeah, as I say, trans dancers, dancers are part of the LGBTQ plus community. Right.
So it's just like,
what are you talking about?
What are we really getting at here? Do you want her to be
the whole part where she talked about her uncle? Who Uncle Johnny made my dress, and she goes into a whole thing about their mom goes, like, what are you talking about?
A Black gay man in the 50s in the South?
Right. She said, I can't imagine what he must have been going through. Like, whew, child, like, girl. And I just kind of feel like she was just kind of trying to say, like, Beyonce can't, like, empathize or can't, like, understand what we're really going through in the because real world.
Because she's behind all that money.
Yeah, and behind, like, she says, like, so many different curtains, but it's like,
but you have to understand, okay, not that I know what it's like to be rich and famous. This is Beyonce. Beyonce has not had privacy and been able to be a normal person for her entire life, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
She definitely has taken a sacrifice in a way of not being able to be free without having to be remote. I mean,
which also kind of like, since she hasn't had that privacy, that freedom, she's able to kind of like the parts that we do see, she has decided, okay, I'm gonna let y'all see this. This is like how I'm going to distribute my. So she gets to say like how she wants to be like shown, and she gets to kind of direct that because of like who she is, and because she hasn't had any privacy, she's like, okay, fine, this is how I will do it, you know. And so I'm just like, I don't oh, well, actually brings us to another point. So she also says in her article, Beyonce, a woman known to film her every move and house it in her every move and house oh sorry I might have cut something off. But anyway, her every move and something, it's housed in a temperature-controlled archive. Everything is performance, and each performance is merely a means of brand extension.
Dang.
I'm like...
So girl, every time she's showing herself, it's just a performance.
Right, exactly. We're not ever getting the real her. She says that... all of her movies, or not all her movies, but everything that's been recorded is having a temperature controlled like environment. Like everything she controls and everything is like how it should be. Like, and she was like, even down to like her knee surgery, but I'm gonna talk about that in another one, but still, like, she's
even
like,
down to her knee. She talked about the knee surgery,
she talked about her knee surgery and her two girl, basically saying like it was just like she can't even be real and showing us that she had knee surgery. But she did show us she had knee surgery. What are you talking about, buffoon? I'm just like, girl, you're going crazy. Like, this is crazy. Like, you're
she's
going
saying,
in
is she
in.
Saying, well, maybe she's referring to the fact of like, I think people assumed that once the tour was going, because she wasn't dancing as much, which is like, G is 40.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what she meant by that.
Yeah, but, well, she talks about that too in a separate like quote too. Like she's saying, oh, like, man. She's like, yeah, well, actually I have it here. I don't want to mess it up, but yeah, she's just saying that.
I'm really just trying to digest all of this because when I left the theater, how I felt is not like not this. Like, I felt like Beyonce really let us in. I feel like the older she gets, the more vulnerable she is. But I feel like the older we get as people, like literally, like she said, the less we do give a fuck. And so I don't feel that she feels the need to be on every screen and inviting people into her home. To me, social media is very performative. I really don't know how she would present herself to us without it being a performance in some way where she's, I mean... I'm just like, I guess what I'm saying is, what do you want from somebody who has worked hard, deservingly so, is living whatever life? I just,
and
yeah, she's
sense,
wealthy as
like,
hell.
Yeah. And
but
in a
I
sense,
mean, she's worked hard.
Yeah. And I feel like she's saying like, oh, she only lets us see what she wants us to see. And I'm like, well, duh. Isn't that what other directors and stuff do in movies? Like, we see things from their, like, how they made it. I mean, we each have our own perspective, which is what she's giving right now. And we have our own perspective of how we saw the movie. But, like, in general, a director has a vision, and that's what they deliver to the people.
But also, so she's a great... Beyonce is a great, right? I'm thinking about all of the other... There was a time, right, where there was no social media. So nobody knew shit that
about
was going
anybody.
On in people's lives.
Besides what they did on the stage.
So I guess I'm just a little confused because I feel like right now we're in an era of a lot of people who are great, but they're not phenomenal. They're not, you know, dancing and doing the things on the level. Like Beyonce is one of the last of that era and that time of that craft.
Yeah.
So, and I mean that as just as a performer, as an entertainer.
Yeah.
Even Rihanna, to me personally, is not like vocally, dancing wise. There has not been another. Like she's really the last of a dying breed.
Yeah.
She's a mammoth. So I'm just trying to understand. Like,
I don't really know. That's
I can't
like,
fully
what did
grasp.
You expect? Like, what did
and
you
I'm
want
not
her
a
to
super
be showing stand. You?
I can call Beyonce out.
I'm not a part of the beehive. Yeah.
No.
But this is.
Only
this is
God
slander.
Is perfect.
This is slander. She even started coming to her, coming for, not, I don't want to say she came for her motherhood, but she definitely made a comment about how, like, yeah, she put a comment.
She's making a lot of comments about somebody that's not. Available for her to
right you don't have no you have no access to her well duh you're an idiot.
Oh man,
but yeah, she was mentioning how Beyonce says that she can, like, in the movie Beyonce mentions how she is just like any other mother, or like other mothers who, you know, she takes her kids shopping on the first day for school, or she takes them to school on the first day, blah, 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 blah. And then the lady mentions that, and then she says, yeah, but then she shows a clip of her tucking her kid in on a private jet.
Girl, you are salty.
Like,
you would
I'm like, this is the life that she lives. Like, the point is, she's showing that she's also a mother. She has motherly tasks. She even says, like, I put my kids to sleep and then it's just me and my business, and I'm trying to decompress from my show and I'm trying to, but before I do that, I have to be a mom. I have to be a wife. Like, I still have those duties that I have to do, which is what she was letting us in on. And she showed it. Yes, she was in a private jet, but what do you expect? Did you expect her to be in a fucking regular ass tour bus? Like, what are you, like, what is your problem at this point? What is your problem? And then, like, in reference to the dancing, she says, like, Beyonce focuses on her singing more than her dancing, which compared to previous tours feels subdued. She attributes this to her belief that stripping down a work to its essentials can be more powerful than the maximalist impulse. First of all, I feel like she contradicted herself. And then secondly, Beyonce just stated she had knee surgery, which you even said in your article. She just had knee surgery. She's 42 years old. She's a mother of three, two under, like, who are younger children. She's on a whole tour. She's been
did she watch the film tour?
Right. I'm like, did you just watch little clips?
Because I was really asking myself, even though I know she has, you know, people that work for her, I was like, how does she do all this?
Yeah. And she's been doing it for four years. So what are you talking about? Of course she's not dancing as much. Did you see the stage? Did you see the screens? How she said panel by panel they have to be put up? Like, not saying that she's doing that, but I'm just saying, like, there's so much that went into this tour and so much that went into this whole entire... You're focusing on her dancing? And she did dance.
Then she said it was pretty much that it was subpar.
Yeah.
But exactly. I'm like... I feel like this is one of the biggest. The last time I saw Beyonce in, not Renaissance, but the time before that, and then Renaissance.
Mm-hmm. I saw Formation.
Renaissance was a whole
production.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to say is that the project was, what's the word I'm looking for? This project was its own entity. Like, it was its own. Mm-hmm. It had its own being. Like, it wasn't just, oh, this is track one. Okay, this is track two. Yeah. Like, no, this was a real project. Every song melted into each other. It was an experience. Yeah. She made an experience. It wasn't just going to a concert. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Which is what I appreciated about
everybody it. Everybody like, was wearing silver. It was together, too. It really was like a world movement that she created.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, fashion over all these places were selling silver things.
Yeah.
Like, she really, this was, so for her to say it was subpar, girl, you must have not went to the concert.
Yeah.
No shade to you.
I'm like, she must have gone to the concert in order to see the movie for real. I think maybe she just... Maybe her bias in...
Because even me seeing the movie, I was excited all over again.
Yeah, same. I wanted to come home and watch
Homecoming. Oh my God.
I think she just has a bias because maybe she doesn't like Beyonce as an artist, which is fine. But if you know that you have a bias towards an artist and this is your job, I just kind of feel like this came off as slander versus you just being a writer in your craft.
Giving criticism.
Like, this came off, you're coming for Beyonce. Like, this is not just about the film. You're literally critiquing who this woman is. And that is not...
This article was revealed years ago before Beyonce debuted her first solo project, which was Dangerously in Love, the opener of the Renaissance tour. Wow. Yeah. And in the article, this author was going in about how she had no longevity, you know, like she just like, you know, she was not going to make it as an artist. And I truly feel that whoever this is going to bite. They're going to bite their words.
Oh yeah, for sure. The last thing that she says, she says, more than anything, Renaissance is a testament that Beyonce is a brand that stands for absolutely nothing beyond its own greatness. What the actual, like, I wish
but I'm
I had
like, was Whitney Houston, was... You know, Michael Jackson, was Cher.
like, I'm just thinking about all these people. I mean,
I don't really like how she, you can't take a stand on things.
Yeah. First off, to me, the hot sauce in my bag swag, when she performed at the Super Bowl, had the Black Panther theme.
Right.
I think she does it very subtly. I don't think it's very much like she takes a mic and speaks. But I mean, look what happens.
It shows in her work.
I'm just glad that she says she's at a point where she don't give a fuck, because that's where we just really have to leave this one.
That's where we gotta leave it. Yeah.
I mean, wow.
Angelica, I'm very disappointed. Even if I wasn't a fan, I can recognize great work. And I feel like you did not.
Yeah. It's like, so what do you do?
Right.
So I did want to ask, because let's run down our get moments. Well, before we do that, I was talking to a friend today. She said that she is on Facebook in stan groups. And I forgot who the other artist was, but Beyonce was one of them. And she said it's like 500,000 people. She said she had to mute these groups. She said she joined them for the purpose of being able to get tickets a little easier. Okay,
that makes sense.
Without going through like Ticketmaster and them doing all their fuckeries. Excuse my French. And so she said that in these stan group pages on Facebook, what you would think is that these people be posting how much they love artists. She said, no, what they'd be doing is dragging the artist. She said that most of what they do in Beyonce's fan club group is drag her.
So it's not a stan group.
And she said, when people try to speak up, people are, you know, come back like, I can say what I want to say, da 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 da. And I thought that was so interesting.
You joined a stan group to talk trash about the artists.
And these are the same people that will check people on Twitter or whatever in public. But this is a private, closed group. So in private, they talk.
So what were they saying? I was dumbfounded. What were they saying? Did she say?
I mean, she didn't give me any specifics. No.
Like, that's weird.
Yeah, we were wrapping up lunch, but when we got to that part of the conversation, girl, I had to ask her if I can look inside, but I thought that was so interesting.
Next time, y'all, that's
it's
wild.
Just like, sometimes, I mean, it kind of reminded me of the thing of like, what is the saying? Keep your enemies closer. Keep your friends close. Keep your enemies closer. Kind of. Yeah. It's just like,
yeah.
People really, these people be so, they swear that they're not stans. I mean, they swear that they're stans or that they don't like artists, but they become so obsessive with why they dislike things that in a weird way, they are a fan of that same thing that they dislike.
Because they don't like, right.
Dumbfounding. 500,000 people, and most of it is negative tea. She was like, it was just so negative. And she said, instead of them saying like good things, it would just be like, she should have did this. Why didn't she do that? And I'm not going to lie. I think that all people should be held accountable. You know, any artist that I'm a fan of, they do something wrong, I have to speak up. Like, it's really hard being a fan to some people.
Yeah.
AKA Drake. Yikes. You know?
Yeah.
I've really put some distance there.
You really got a stand.
Like, I don't know why he's done a lot of things he's done. Like, coming after women in his songs are just, it's just like corny, you know? But it's like, I'm not in a group where going back and forth all day on my free time. So anyways, I just want to share that.
Better things to do with your time. That's weird energy.
And probably under a fake account, girl.
That too.
I don't have the energy to do all that. That's wild. Anyways, what did you like about the film? Because
weird old shit. I'm sorry. Cut that out.
But that's the name of the episode. It's a weirdo shit. That's weird.
Love the Hater. No, Love the Hater is a perfect title.
Listen, I heard Beyonce say that in the film, Love the Hater, and I said, I didn't even write it down. I didn't pull out my phone the whole thing. I just took mental notes. And I held on to that for 3 hours. I was like, please don't forget.
Wow, love that. So, yes. I took out my phone, girl.
Ooh, I can't do that, girl. I'd be feeling so bad. Yeah.
But I mean, like, oh my God, I gotta write this down.
It's not something like, where it's like an actual film, so I feel like it would have been okay to blow out your phone. Yeah. Like, it's not that bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I, God, girl, I don't even know. Like, okay, just from the beginning, her like kind of telling us how long it took her to prepare, and then she was talking about like the set and then the 160 trucks, like all of that from the jump, like just kind of
like I said, blew wow, my girl, mind. She said 4 years in three stages.
It looks like she took 4 years. It's an amazing show. Like, it was not no trash. It was very well put together, and that is an understatement, really. Like, it was impeccable. Like, I don't even know what to say. Like, and then when you start to hear her talk about it, her kind of like her whys and the energy she put in it, I said, Beyonce gave us her heart. Okay. That's what I feel about Renaissance Tour. Like, she now had think about a vision. It.
She's doing those vocals every night. 55 every, shows.
Yes.
55 times. She sung them songs over and over and so, over.
55. Oh my God.
And then when I watch Taylor Swift, no shade. Y'all, I'm sorry. Y'all just about to come for the craft.
Girl, you can't
be real.
You can't be comparing.
I saw Taylor Swift take a pole and tap, tap, tap it. And you getting on Beyonce talking about she not doing choreography?
Wait, you, first of all, you cannot compare salmon and tilapia. I'm sorry.
Salmon and tilapia is crazy.
I'm sure there's some fancier something I could have said, but you know what I'm saying. Like,
Taylor Swift was named Person of the Year by Time Magazine, by fish. The way. And I actually have no hate towards Taylor. Like, I've loved many of her songs. I just hate how much people dick ride. Like, she's just not that great. Like, be for real.
It's the comparison that really be ticking me off. Because that's what makes me want to say something. Like, are you really comparing this?
I don't think I've heard a lot of comparisons. I haven't heard a lot of comparisons between her and B, but it's just the nerve of, I just hate the idea that like they both had these great tour runs, but for some reason Taylor's put on this pedestal as an artist, and I'm just not seeing it.
Me neither. I'm ready for Angelica's think piece on Taylor's tour for sure.
Never coming. Never ever getting back together.
That's the song I used to like.
Look at your ass. Exposed.
Oh God. So yeah, from the beginning, that is what I really enjoy. I mean, and I just didn't expect to be so overwhelmed with emotion, girl. It's me crying in there.
Oh, wow. That's you what cried?
It was. Yes, it just felt so
wow.
Like it was filled with so much passion. Like she truly enjoys what she does. Like,
I love seeing her interaction with her children in mommy mode. I loved Blue.
Oh God!
I don't want to give any spoilers away, but yeah, I just
Blue.
That's Blue is that girl.
That's how old.
And she was really looking a lot like Solo. I was like, is that Solange? Oh no, that's Blue.
Yeah, it's her really, you know, and it seems Beyonce kind of says like they told her no. Blue told them that she was ready to perform, and you know, she told them no. Beyonce was like, no. She can't imagine her own child being critiqued the way she's critiqued. Let you know, like, she knows that y'all be coming for her. You know what I'm saying? She's like, I would never, like, I know my daughter cannot. But she was like, Blue said she was ready. So they did it. And she said it was a one-time thing. Blue had access somehow to the comments. She saw how negative everybody was.
It was like a friend from school, girl, I think, that told her,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's what she said. You're right. And Blue said, "Bitch, show out. Mom, I want to do it again." Blue, I think Blue performed all the shows, all 55. And she gave it her all. Like in the beginning, it was a little rough. You know what I'm saying? But she recognized and she put in the work to get better. Like that tells you that Beyonce's instilling something in her. Her and Jay-Z are like actually teaching her something. Like that's not just no fluff. Like,
and the clip that went viral of Blue trying to like persuade her mom to keep Diva the full song in the set.
Yeah.
She's like, Mom, Diva? That was so cute. And Beyonce really got her straight. I was like, Black Mama. I know she go hang out with the Kardashians and stuff. BB looking like, I ain't Kim.
Yeah. That's exactly they'll what be I doing. Too. I was like,
North, that's definitely North and Blue are on two different, and they've been compared since they were both conceived. Lord bless it, but they're going down two separate paths.
You think?
I don't think. I mean, I don't know. I really don't know, but I'm just.
Yeah. Okay. We'll leave that alone. But
because Kanye is whoa. So I don't know if him and Jay-Z are. I don't know where they're at right now.
Yeah. What did you enjoy about it, Jordan?
My favorite part was when she was talking about being 40, and it was showing her and Kelly and her friends and how she just feels liberated. And then she reiterated that at the end of the movie. Which Jay-Z was like, okay, go deeper. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
But I love that she was using the word liberation. Mm-hmm. I think I had wrote that down. And freedom. She just seemed very content.
Yes.
And I don't know, just to see her with her kids, it just was really beautiful, honestly. Mm-hmm. But that was my favorite part, just... I've been hearing that was, I heard that twice this past weekend. I watched an interview with Cher. I think it's called Chicken Shop. It's a funny YouTube show. And Cher was asked what was her favorite like age or decade of being, and she said 40. And so I was like, wow, I really look forward to, I mean, obviously it's like, oh my God, 40. I mean,
But
that was just so inspiring to hear from women, especially because, you know, there's a whole thing about the biological clock and we lose, you know, this essence. But I just love hearing women in a freedom.
Yeah. And you can see it. Like, it was not just something she was saying. You could,
literally feel see it.
It was beautiful. It was
a great movie. Really, that's all I gotta say.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope that you get to see it. Whoever you are, if you've seen it, shout out to you. I mean,
yeah.
I would love to see it again.
Okay. I'm like, is it gonna come to Netflix? Like, I would love to watch that again.
I mean, she don't owe me nothing, honey. Like,
yeah.
And honestly, I'm kind of at a point with artists like her that are so intentional about what they give to their fans, about it being worth the money, worth the experiences.
Yeah.
That I'm almost just like, look, just take care of you. Like, I just want her to take care of herself.
Yeah.
Come back when you're ready. Do what you got to do.
Yeah. Like, for sure.
I felt very full from the concert and from the film. And what was also so special about Renaissance, besides it being a great project, I turned 30 this year. My sister turned 25, and we both celebrated with Beyonce on our birthdays. Because for my birthday, we went to the concert, and then for her birthday, we saw the film. And so it was just very full circle hearing her. This is the artist of our time. Like, I have watched. I used to have a little bag with Destiny's Child on the front. It was purple. I thought I was the shit. Like,
yeah.
I remember when Destiny's Child came on. Oprah, and they're making their comeback. Lose My Breath. Like,
wow.
I remember they were on Smart Guy. Like,
yeah.
Bro, I just have a different, I just they're feel ours. Like, yeah, like, Beyonce is ours. Very special. Yeah. And not to be a
that's
big writer.
So special for you. And I'm just you like, and yo. Wow.
Yeah. Like, this is our girl, bro.
That is so special.
So, shout out to her. And that's all I can say.
Yeah.
I have no other words, guys.
Same. It was chef's kiss. Yeah, that was great. So guys, that's all we got for you this week. That's a lot, actually. You guys should be cool.
And Renaissance is about change. So we are about to walk into a new year.
Yes.
Time to
we're evolving.
Yeah.
New mindsets on the way. Preparations are being made. Oof. May the end of your year be beautiful.
And may you not give a fuck.
May you not give a fuck until they realize that you will always be. Yes. Period. Okay? Love thy hater. Sorry. All right.
Bar.
Yeah.
Peace.
Oh, I love that we did that.